Hi, everybody. Here we are again, and today is Monday, if you didn't know that, unless you're somewhere else and it's Tuesday. So, but for us, it's Monday. This is our 4 o'clock Pacific show on BBS Radio on Station 1. If you're back east, then it's 3 hours ahead, which is 7 o'clock. So, the day today is March 9th, 2015, and we'll clear away some energies from you that you could have picked up somewhere. And think of an emotional situation, something that bothered you, you got your buttons pushed, and we'll clear that energy away. And here we go. So one, this is from you, clearing it away from you. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go. So that should help you to release the energetic cordings that somebody slimed you with. Remember, it starts off with them, and whatever they're thinking, whether it's right or wrong, they put out an energetic cord to you and slime you, and then that pushes your buttons. So, and it depends how big your buttons are. And we'll clear that away again in case you got a better handle on it and what's happening. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And let's now energize the light beams. So we'll bring in males again this time. The energy is kind of getting, kind of raw out there in a sense, so we'll bring in males to help us. So here we go. Bring in the male doctors. Three of them will come into each one of your light beams. So if you have all three pitchers up, you can have nine male light beams with you. So here we go. The first set of three. One, two, three, four, and five. And second light beam pitcher. One, two, three, four, five. And third light beam pitcher. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, and do your finger exercise to see if you're in the present moment. Remember, if you're not in the present moment, then you are not in source energy, and you could be on an artificial created planet of Earth and on timelines that you really don't, you know, wish to be on unless you want to. But you want to be in the now. That's probably the reason why you're on listening to this show today, because you want to be in the now. You don't want to be in the alien timelines. So, check your finger, make sure it's straight ahead of you, and if it's not, then move it over so that you're going to be in the present moment. I'm going to turn it over now to our co-host out here. So, hey, it's Elizabeth. Are you there, Elizabeth?
Yes. Hi, everybody. Hi, Ron. It's so good to be here on the Healing Highway with you all, and thanks so much for joining us on this Monday afternoon or evening, depending on where you are. As Ron said, we are live on bbsradio.com, Station 1. And if you're looking for the links to our Fast Chat feedback form, you can find them by going to Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. And there's a banner right up at the top that'll take you to that during our live broadcasts, as well as through our BBS Radio Creation Lightship Healings homepage. So, Ron, thanks so much for doing all those clearings for over the weekend. And I guess we should just jump right into the questions. And a couple people had comments from Saturday. And one person was asking or commenting saying, thanks for the clock change on Saturday's show. I woke up Sunday and Monday feeling good, not rushed or tired. Great idea. And then somebody else on the same subject was asking, how does the time change affect us? Thanks.
Well, the time change, what it's going to do is take you, remember, we turned our clocks ahead. So ideally what that means is that you, are missing an hour. So it doesn't exist. But where are you? So that's the whole thing. Now, when you do that over again, which will be coming up shortly, you know, in... what is it, 6 months or something, you know, when we change it back again, then you're repeating an hour over again. That could be even just as goofy. So we'll figure out something to do then, you know, as you live your life twice on their timeline. Oh, dear. Back to you, Elizabeth. So, bye.
Yeah, Ron, I think it's so important that we did that finger exercise, too, especially around this time of the year. It's really important to remember to do that very simple exercise and make sure to check that you're in the present moment. I feel like there are a lot of things that can get us off track, especially new timelines and changing timelines. So, yeah, that's a great reminder. And also to do the free Be Here in the Now clearing if you feel like you maybe got off the track. And also there's the new free sample, which is the Environmental Imbalance Timeline Crash, which I know a couple of our listeners have been doing. In fact, somebody wrote just now that they have been doing this environmental imbalance free clearing. And they said, Ron, just 3 days ago in northern, I think it's Wisconsin, we were 30 degrees below zero. Whoa. Today and yesterday, after running the environmental imbalance clearing, I changed it to my city. After hearing what you say, not to put in your state, well, anyways, the dark clouds cleared out, warmed up to 50 degrees, and no fog either, with much warmer weather and snow usually brings in the mornings after putting my address in, there were a herd of deer in the front. Very happy with this clearing, and thank you so much.
Very cool. You know, I'm looking at the timelines, you know, as I mentioned, being in the past to the future, and, you know, it could be listeners out there listening. They go, yeah, well, you know, so I'm on another timeline. So let's just change it slightly. So if you're not in the now, where are you? Well, basically, you're in hell. You know, you're not in real life, okay?
Right, you're being tortured.
Tortured. So you're in hell if you're not in the present moment. So hopefully that woke somebody up out there, maybe woke everybody up, because you don't want to be there, okay? And you're there all the time anyway when you're not in the present moment. So if you're not here, then you're in hell. I'll just leave it at that. And there might be something that's even worse, you know? But that's where you are. You know, you have to get a clue here, because normally the transition is so smooth going into hell, you know, like when they drop a car next to you on the freeway or highway, or all of a sudden somebody is maybe walking behind you that wasn't there before, or somebody pops up in front of you, and you go, wow, that's really crazy, you know? So, you know, you got to realize that if you're not here in the present moment, then you're being played with. So, you don't want to be in hell, unless you like it. Back to you.
Yeah. Ron, that's so true, and it's such an important clearing to try out, too, because it is a brand new clearing, and you can find it on the left-hand side of creationlightship.com under the free sample healings, and also Be Here in the Now is there, the one I mentioned earlier. So you can do these timeline crashes for free. You could do these healings for free. And they're very effective and very thorough for, especially if you do maybe like three windows at once for the environmental imbalance. That would probably be good, and you could put in your name and maybe your address and your town into that. And there's actually a drop-down box there right underneath the healing login under free sample healings. So you can check all of those out and many more. And also, if you are using these clearings and you do find they're effective and you would like to donate, you can do that via the PayPal button on the right. So it's always appreciated, especially if you're using them and they're working for you. So it sounds like these are really working. Okay, Ron, I got another email from somebody who has a testimonial. They wrote in that they were experiencing a lot of abnormal test results for the past several years. And recently, after doing several clearings, including the Body Jumpstart and also getting on the Body Organ Restoration teleconference that you did a few months ago, they have gotten new test results and everything is normal.
Wonderful.
So they said it's a great testament to really sticking with the clearings and also getting on the conference calls. And I should mention, too, I usually do at the top of the hour, but Ron does an 8-hour series of healing intensives. And we just wrapped up this past weekend, March 7th and 8th, so there's more information about that on top of creationlightship.com. And you can check that out. And also, maybe if you want to jump on our emailing list, we send out one email per month about those conference calls. So it's a great way to experience the divine heart-based healings of source energy and the light ship, and it's just wonderful. And we've gotten all kinds of comments and testimonials from those. So if you were on the show, I'm sorry, if you were on the call this weekend, maybe you'd like to call, I'm sorry, email us via the fast chat feedback and let us know what your experience was. So we always appreciate that. All right, so our next testimonial has to do with be here in the now. So this person writes, hello, yesterday I had an interesting experience. I took a $10 bill out of my wallet and put it into my back pocket to pay for lunch. I took it out of my pocket to hand to the waiter, and just as I was about to give it to him, he walked away to pick up my receipt. When he came back, which was about 3 seconds later, my $10 bill had vanished. Not in any pocket, not on the table, not on the ground, gone. I realized I had probably experienced an abduction, a timeshare changeover to the next alien race, or a timeline switch, and that in the process, my $10 had disappeared. As soon as I got into my car, I put on the Be Here in the Now clearing, and in the box, I wrote my name, plus with the $10 I lost. Just after the clearing began, I suddenly recalled that a couple months ago, I had found a random $10 bill in my jacket. I had forgotten all about it. I unzipped the inner pocket of my jacket, and voila, a $10 bill. So I got my $10 back. Thank you for the clearings, which helped bring back all my missing parts and pieces.
Maybe we should all get her coat.
Right? The magic money coat.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. But why is she only wanting $10?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, Ron. I wonder if you could talk about this a little bit and how it relates to timelines.
Oh, that's probably what happened. The abduction scenario happened. And maybe the alien race that had her said, uh-oh, you know, she deserves that $10 bill, you know, so, but she... You know, she's sitting down or something, and we need to put it someplace. So they just found that coat pocket. Maybe it's the same race that did it before. So they popped it into the coat pocket so she wouldn't lose the $10. It's very interesting. But that's what happens. Remember, what happens when you lose your keys? Well, you lose your car in the shopping center, you know. All of a sudden you find your car. So how does that work? You know, let's just talk about the shopping center scenario. So You go and you get out of your car and you normally figure out where you are, because I think everybody typically kind of looks around and, oh yeah, my car's here right now. I just got out of it and I'm going into the store, and you walk, you know, you're, you know, 50 to 1,000 feet from your car, and you know kind of about what area it's in. And then you come out of the store and you kind of revert back to where you believe you put it or had it, and all of a sudden you go out there and you don't find, you know, it's not there, and you go, wow, I wonder what happened. What reality am I looking at? Because it's supposed to be here. That's really what you're thinking, but you don't bring that phrase up. And you think, oh, man, and then all of a sudden you really start thinking hard because you know you made a mistake. And then they give you the backstory about, oh, your car now is like four aisles over to the right, and it's closer to the store. So you start looking around, and you go, oh, there it is there. Oh, yeah. Oh, I remember that. Now I parked it there instead. Well, you probably never really parked it. They just gave you the backstory so that you won't look like you're crazy or going insane. Or you could say, I never put it there. But normally you go, oh, yeah, it must be me. You know, I don't, you know, you just kind of go on and on about that. And you get in your car, and you don't give it much thought because you just think that you spaced it out. Or maybe you're too stressed or too anxious to spend money at the store or something, and you just sort of like think that that's a normal thing. So, and then the same thing could happen with the money, where the aliens thought, uh-oh, this person needs that money, so we better give it back to them. Remember, we're having fun with this person, and that $10 is needed so maybe they can go out and play video games or something, and we want to have some fun here, and we take that money away, then the person can't do that. Well, we really enjoyed that restaurant. We want to go back there again, so we better make sure that money's there, you know? So it's interesting how they do stuff like that. And we can't really stop time and then go up to that alien ray and say, hey, what the hell are you doing with me? You know, what did the last race do? What happened? Did I get switched over here? You guys made a mistake? Didn't they give you all the programming to, you know, allow you to put the money in my pocket or to have it up in front, you know, of me on the counter? They really don't care. But maybe that race that got returned it, you know, really wanted to do that. Maybe because the other race would be held accountable for making a mistake. Maybe it wasn't in the program all the way. So all different ways to look at it. The bottom line is that you yourself will think that, man, I must be pretty stupid here for doing this here. So that's probably what people are initially thinking. They really don't know about aliens controlling your life and switched out every 10 minutes, so they don't know that. And then, you know, the only logical thing is, boy, am I stupid, you know? Or where did I put that money? Did I drop it off the counter? Did the person give it to him by mistake? You know, did I just have one of those events happening to me that I kind of lost my mind? And what? You know, so that's kind of it. But yeah, you know, they are in control. That's the problem. Taken out of the present moment, and then maybe you're dropped back in again, and you don't have the database from when you lost track of the last time you were here. So what do you think about that, Elizabeth?
Yeah, it kind of sounds like, Ron, what you were talking about in terms of being in hell. Like, if you're not in the present moment, where are you? And something as simple as losing your glasses, you don't really think much of it at the time, but I guess it really is this kind of abduction scenario if you don't really remember where you put things or where they are, and then suddenly you turn around and it's there. So, yeah, it sounds to me like you're right on with that. And I think that this user was right to do the Be Here in the Now clearing and bring themselves back to the present moment.
Sounds like they're pretty high tech.
Right.
Maybe they're using their cell phone to do that. So.
Or like a tablet or something, yeah.
You know, or I don't know if a smartphone would do it. I guess it could. So that's very good, you know. In fact, if you have a smartphone and you don't know how to use it like that, you might just go into a store and say, how do I get onto a website or something? Can you show me how to do that? Go to your carrier, you know, one of those offices.
It would be so great if you could go into, like, the Apple store, the Microsoft store, and just get all the computers to do Creation Lightship.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah.
Because you can just kind of go in there and play with them, and they're all connected.
Yeah.
So you could go set them all to do Creation Lightship healings.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, that would be very interesting. I wonder if that could ever happen. Okay, so should we move on then, Ron, with the next question? Okay, so our next question is, what clearing to do if someone has continual issues? One issue is fixed and then another pops up. Why does this happen? I appreciate your guidance.
Well, if it's a similar issue, it could be that reoccurring barcode.
That's what I was thinking, too.
You have to be getting out of your own way, you know. Not it for so long, they found you as a nice target, so you want to get rid of that energy. And then, you know, see if your parents have that same issue. And parents. Normally, it can skip your parents, too. Because who you are is actually your grandparents. So you can mirror back the stuff that your parents did to your grandparents, basically. Now, you know, your parents get based on what happened. So that's kind of how it works. But what you know, what you might do is, boy, the thing, you know, what I'm looking at is, you know, like the Be Here Now clearing, kind of switching over a little bit here. So if you don't know what to do and your life is gooped up, you know, do the Be Here Now clearing. Then see if you have more clarity on what's going on. You may need to do that self-empowerment bundle that we have because maybe you don't know where you're stuck, okay? Wonder why things keep happening to you. It could be one of those issues in that where you may want to clear something out and just see if energy leaves you. So that's what I would look at. So if you have something happening to you all the time, which would be issues, what's that issue? How is it? You know, what's the name of the issue? How are the aliens connecting themselves to that issue, bringing forth a hologram for you to be the actor or actress in there, and they're getting all the energy from you because they're giving you the script. But you're accepting the script because you don't know how to get rid of it. That's why we have clearings, get rid of your script. So, you know, find out what that script is. And sometimes it can be very, very elusive. And you may not think you have a problem, and it's probably your biggest problem of your life, but you think that, no, I don't have that, because you're in the middle of it. You don't see it. Oh, so that's why I said you may want to do the self-empowerment clearing and take special notes, you know, and see how your body feels after each issue that you do. You evaluate yourself after that. Back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And also, if you are looking for that clearing, you can just type barcode into the search box under Search for Healing on Creation Lightship, and it will take you to all of the clearings for barcode removal, including the reoccurring problematic situation barcode. So I was thinking also, Ron, that maybe a potential clearing to do there would be the natal barcode.
That could be it, too, and the alien keyword, that's a free clearing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the alien keyword intercept. Yeah, that is a free clearing. So I would maybe, if you have certain scenarios, Ron, coming up in your life, like could you write in finances or financial problems or, you know, health issues, whatever, could you clear that with the alien barcode? Because I feel like if you're constantly getting loans, like maybe you could clear the word loans or debt, or you know, like whatever words you're finding yourself interacting with, negative or positive. Would that be possible with the free clearing, the keywords?
Yeah, and you might look even deeper. You know, if you are getting loans, you know, you need loans because you're not making money. We'll say, then what does that mean to you? You know, where are you living? Are you responsible for your debt, your bills? You'd say, oh, you know, I'm just trying to look at another way of looking at it that might not be so obvious. You know, are you afraid to make money? You know, let's look at that. That could be a possibility. So maybe you're afraid to make money because you're going to get more bills. You have to pay off more bills because you're buying more things. That's what you're doing now is, if you're borrowing money, it's because you didn't have the finances to begin with, and you bought something that was maybe beyond your income. You know, I'm just throwing stuff out here. I'm trying to, you know, wake people up to see if they can figure out what their issue is. The whole thing is, what is your issue? The bills aren't really the issue. If you bought, probably is not the issue. It's why did you buy it, okay? What did it give you? And that's what the issue is, okay? But in the meantime, you got all this stuff going on, you know? So find out where you are. That's why I mentioned the self-empowerment clearing. Like 38 issues there. Maybe one of those might be the one that you're dealing with. And, you know, it's oblivious to you, evading you. And you're right in the middle of it because you can't see it. And by clearing it away, I'll say, you might go, wow, what a difference. I can now see, yeah, I got this issue here, you know, whatever that would be. The whole thing is, where are you and what the issue is? And, you know, what are you, you know, how's it affecting your life? And the sad part that I see with life here is that people get stuck in situations, sometimes really traumatic ones, or they get told something when they're younger, you know, maybe 8 years of age, we'll say, and somebody told you their truth, which wasn't your truth, but you believe their truth, and you're living your whole life not enjoying life because somebody told you, oh, you can't be happy. That's only people who are happy wear brand new clothes every day. And so you don't have brand new clothes, so you're never happy because you bought their lie. But you need to look at and reevaluate your life and get rid of those old beliefs from somebody else because they activated your DNA. Get rid of that stuff out of you. So that's kind of, you know, the whole process. And you know, if you look at somebody who's on their deathbed who has all kinds of, you know, physical problems, all those issues came up and they're now dealing with it as a body condition and situation. So just think if they got rid of all that load of stuff and be able to be perfectly, you know, well and healthy. Back to you.
Wow, Ron, I feel like you touched on so many important topics there, and it's true. I mean, that may be something deeper that everyone should look at and in terms of what is really going on. I thought that was a really interesting when you said, you know, it's not necessarily the loans or what you bought, but it's the, you know, what did these things give you? So on that note, I have a question here from someone who's asking, Ron, how can I clear my shopping addiction?
Boy, that's a good one. Well, go on and buy everything and return it. And that way, you got the addiction done with, you know. It's like eating ice cream, you know. You get your ice cream, and you guys could all try this here, whatever size you get. After you get, like, maybe the second teaspoon or third teaspoon of the ice cream, unless you have an ice cream cone, at that point, you're probably satisfied. But you got 90% left to eat because you bought it, you know? And naturally, you don't want to throw it away. So you eat it. But, you know, you already satisfied your need, okay? Am I right, Elizabeth?
Yeah, it's true. Usually, like, one piece of chocolate is sufficient. I mean, you always want more chocolate, but...
Yep, so.
But also, it might be a good idea to try selling some of the things, too. And then, like, I don't know, like, set limits for yourself. Or, I don't know, would that be like an entities thing, Ron?
It could be entities with you, you know. Entities, you know, all else fails, look at entities. You know, that's the bottom line. Got something going on, what entity is bothering you to do something, you know? In fact, just drive your car, you know, and see if, you know, if you're in a populated area, to see if a store is calling your name as you drive by it, you know?
Or maybe a website.
Oh. Okay.
But maybe we could do a sample clearing for, like, buyer's remorse or something.
Buyer's remorse, huh? Here we go. So just think of something, and we'll try to figure that one out. So here we go. Releasing that. And we do have that special clearing. If you really find yourself, going, wow, I need to do some kind of clearing that's not on the website, well, you can create your own with the special clearing. Normally works with physical ailments and things, but it will work for something like this that could cause you problems too. So here we go. One, releasing that issue. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay. So, back to you.
Okay, so very interesting, and I feel like that's definitely something to look at. It is kind of one of those things. I remember, Ron, you did a clearing once where you had us all go get a particular food or junk food that we liked, and you cleared away our emotional connection to that particular food, or you took the energy off of it. So that was very interesting. Good suggestions on the shopping addiction. So the next topic is, it's kind of like another timeline thing, Ron, kind of related to the $10 bill. So this person writes, on Sunday, I went to see a musical production. After parking my car, I pulled out a pair of sunglasses from my glove compartment. I grabbed the Foster Grants and said the name to myself because I remembered some commercial from years back. Before the show, I stuffed them into my purse and watched it. After the show, I reached into my purse to get them, and it was another pair that is not my favorite pair. I was immediately aware that something had happened to the other pair. When I got back to my car, I looked in the glove compartment and found the Foster Grant pair of sunglasses in another spot. I'm glad I at least got those back because I prefer the pair I had originally picked out. I did not doubt myself or panic, so I don't think they got much energy off of me.
Wow. Sounds like you should see if there's any fingerprints on those sunglasses.
I know, right?
Oh, boy. It does sound like more of the 10-minute scenario happening, you know, where maybe they don't have the proper high-tech movie set, and they're just missing things or forgetting things. And that's the typical abduction scenario, you know. So remember, we talk about abductions here, and it happens every 10 minutes. Once you kind of get used to that, now you can figure out why your life is so screwed up and why there's so much havoc in it, because a lot of times those timelines from the abduction every 10 minutes if somebody else has you, a different babysitter will say, then you have problems. So
different babysitter.
And now you can catch them at their own game. Your timeline crashes because you want to be in the moment. So what hell experience are you having, you know? That's how you have to look at it now. And some hells could be better than others, but you're still not in the now because they got you. Oh. Very interesting. Back to you, I guess. We'll see what else we can dig up. Wow. Sunglasses.
That's crazy. I know. It's really, you kind of do a double take when that happens. At least I do. But I think this person handled it well. Do you think they would need to do any additional clearings, Ron?
I think they got it pretty much, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting is when I go to expos at times, all of a sudden you see somebody wearing dark sunglasses walking around inside of a building. Right away you know either they're an agent or somebody, you know. Something, somehow, alien just came in and maybe the lights are too bright or they don't want to show their weird-looking eyeballs to anybody, or their agents from Earth here are trying to spy on people and stuff. But maybe they're a demonic being and they want to have the sunglasses on. So if you see anybody with sunglasses on, be very leery of them, you know, especially, you know, indoors, okay? So that's, I'm sure we may have some comments here from people, but you got to be very careful of people walking around with sunglasses.
Interesting, Ron. Wow. Yeah, I never really even thought about that.
I'll tell you a little story. This is at the New York Expo, probably, I don't know, quite a while ago, maybe 7 years ago or something. I had we changed our booth location for one time, and there's a big wall next to us in this one room, and so there was no booth across from us. So I'm talking to some people about clones and different things. So I'm talking to him. I'm away from the booth, maybe two booths away, and I'm talking to one gentleman and two ladies. And all of a sudden, this agent comes up. Now, he's leaning against the wall, okay? And normally when they listen to me, they come over and they pretend like they're doing something else, but you can kind of like spot them, you know, miles away, you know. But this guy was, I think, probably from about the 1950s. And his clothes looked like he was from the 1950s. And so what does he have? Instead of having a little high-tech microphone or something that he's recording me with, he has a notebook in his hand, and he's taking physical notes with a pen or pencil. So I look at the guy, and I was talking about clones, I think, to the people. I said, hey, there's one over here. Look at this guy. You know, he's an agent. You know, they brought him up from the basement. It's probably maybe they ran out of newer people, and this guy was kind of like hanging out there on a coat rack, and they gave him a shot of adrenaline, and he woke up, and now they beamed him in to spy on me, you know? Well, this guy is there taking notes. So all of a sudden, somebody comes to my booth, and one of the booth helpers says, Ron, can you help me with this here? So I go over there. Well, as soon as I leave, the guy walks over to these three people, and he goes, can I have your name and address, please? And they looked at him.
My gosh.
They gave him some kind of, you know, Jane Doe or something, you know. And then I came back, and they said, yeah, that guy came over to my address. I mean, the guy stuck out. He stood out like a sore thumb. I don't know what ABC agency he was from, you know. But it was quite interesting, you know. I don't know. It's quite interesting. So, back to you, Alphabetical Soup Agency there. So, they must have run out of good men, I guess. You know, but anyway. So, back to you.
Wow, Ron, that is crazy. I wonder if anybody else has any similar stories or would like to comment on that. If so, you can do that using the Fast Chat feedback form, and that's on both Ron's homepage and our BBS homepage. There's a chat room link there where you can find it. Ron, I should mention, too, that you are going to be in New York soon at the New Life Expo, and that's at the Hotel Pennsylvania, and it will be the March 20th weekend, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 20th through the 22nd. And Ron will be doing the light chamber, sample healings, as well as lectures and workshops. So if you're on the East Coast, you can check that out, and it would be great to see you there. And you can experience the benefits of all the in-person healings that Ron does. So it's an awesome experience. So hopefully you can make it to that. And especially if you're a new listener and you really want to come and check out and see what's going on there. So it's a great opportunity to do that. And that's the New Life Expo. And you can check the announcements as well as the show website for that. So the next question is, Ron, can we write in the box for the... Can we write in the box for the problematic barcode clearing consecutively clear barcode for whatever the issue is, for the issue? Thanks.
Consecutively clear barcodes. Well, you want to do one at a time. You're clearing a barcode for an issue. So there's no, you're really not going to do consecutive barcodes. To clear a barcode for an issue. That's how it's designed to work. If you still have the issue, then it may be a different barcode to figure out a different issue. Well, typically, once the barcode is off, unless they put more than one of them on you, but, you know, consecutive, it sounds like you want to do a shortcut. Okay? So you want to just put down, please clear everything out of my life on a barcode. It doesn't work that way. You have to specify an issue. Well, no shortcuts, please. Well, then you could try it, but it's probably not going to work. So you want it to work, so you want to clear a barcode, give it a name of what your issue is, then have it released. And see how you're feeling afterwards. And hopefully they won't put another one on you. Normally the barcodes are put on at birth. But they can put them on as you're going along if you're having issues, situations, because they're getting more mileage out of you. The only reason why they're getting that mileage is because you have one of your energetic bodies contaminated. So you need to figure out what that contamination is. So clean out that energetic body so they're not going to really attach to you. They only want you because you have issues. And the issues are in your DNA, and your energetic body support that because they're all contaminated with your issue. That's why we have you do the emotional clearing first. Oh, you don't want to jump the gun and do everything else trying to fix yourself because your emotions gave you the problem. Get rid of the problem, what your emotional body did for you, actually protecting you from issues. And now it got contaminated, so you first clean that out. You may have to do another body possibly if you're really, you know, down the rat hole, but that normally will get you a good start. And then if you have a physical condition after that, then you want to do the body jumpstart series. There are different issues. Well, the emotional one is what you want to clean out first. That's your starting point for any of the light shift healings. So back to you.
Yeah, that's true, Ron. And I find it best that, you know, you can't really do shortcuts or rush these types of things. You have to really, I guess, kind of chip away. And it's kind of like carving something out of a marble or, you know, peeling back the layers of an onion. And I think the more you keep going, the clearer and clearer you get. You kind of have to do it one step at a time. And, you know, I think a lot of people have a misconception that they can clear out a lifetime of stuff in 5 minutes. And it, I mean, it's great if it works that way, but I don't think you would say that.
Well, your body, you see, your body is dedicated to death. Okay? So your body is made to die. Born, and then from there you have death awaiting you, okay? Your body's programmed for death. So if you want to have life, then you have to do the clearing to get life put back into your body. It's as simple as that. Oh, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. It's an important point, and excuse me, I wonder if we should do a sample for somebody. I'm not sure. Maybe to clear some kind of just general, I don't know, feeling of helplessness or something like that.
Well, let's see. We could do a clearing to, we've had the money come up, the $10 bill, and then, you know, we have the person that is maybe addicted on buying things or something like that, you know. So what you could do is let's just do one for hating money. So we'll just see if this works for you.
Very interesting. Okay, that sounds great.
For a short time, you know, it's not a lifetime clearing, but if you have some money in your hand or something, or in your wallet, purse, or a nickel, dime, a penny, or whatever, once you get that now, it doesn't matter what the amount is, you know, on the piece of money, and we'll just clear out the negative energy on that piece of money, which could be designed in the money initially, the spider webs on the dollar bill on the corners, you know, alien critter there, as you look at it, on each side, left and right side. Could be that. It could be people's energies on there that maybe they thought they worked really hard for their dollar bill, and now they have to spend it, and they're up because they're spending it, and now you got it. So now you have their energy, you know, imprinted on it also. I wonder why you're upset now when you pull that dollar bill out. Or whatever it is. So here we go. Let's clear that particular piece of money that you have and put it into neutrality. So here we go. There's people out there. I do have people who wear the money belts on them. Some people, you know, have maybe $1,000 on it because they want to get used to having money and wealth with them. So maybe some people listening who have their money belt ready to get neutralized here. So here we go. Releasing the energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. So if you're allergic to the money, like before, afraid of having it, which is the same thing as afraid of spending it, it will say, now it should feel like a piece of paper if it is a piece of paper piece of money. Coins should feel like maybe a little bit lighter, typically, if you have coins. And it should put you into neutral with it. Remember, if you have, let's say, 20 bucks in your wallet, that's your 20 bucks for 2 weeks, and you're really afraid to spend that, to break it up, automatically, how are you going to draw more money to you when you're afraid to even use what you have? So you're paralyzing yourself on it. So you want it to be neutral. So you can look at it and say, oh, geez, I'm in fear of this. No. How are you going to bring more things into your life when you're afraid of what you already have? You're afraid to lose it. So you need to know that it needs to be neutralized. And we have the object clearing on the website for a dollar. You can neutralize your money. And then from there, you do the mind to heart drop. And you start working with your spirit to bring in more energy to you. Well, at least your spirit can bring people to you. May not talk to you. May not tell you to go, you know, down the street and turn, you know, to the right or the left and look down and find a bag of money. It probably won't do that. But it will bring people into your life. Then you use your psychic billboard at that point in time to bring forth what your desires are. But you can't go too big because you have to believe what you're putting in there. Okay? So people will read that and they will do what the billboard normally is saying, or at least they'll kind of, you know, give you better energy for what you're looking for or talk to you about something. Especially if you don't have a job. They might say, oh, I heard of a job over here. It could come even as you're sitting next to a table having your glass of water if you're thirsty, and somebody might be talking about a job in the next table that they have a hard time filling, and that's just what you want to have. Read in your billboard, not realizing that they're talking to you. So anyway, your money should be neutralized now, and with that, you're able now to connect to it and not have bad vibes on it, either ones that you put on yourself or from other people. Oh, back to you.
Wow, Ron, it's so true. And, you know, neutralize, I think, is the word there that you want to focus on, because how can you bring something into your life if you are already in fear of it and you don't even know that? So I really appreciate that last clearing that you did, and I hope everybody else was able to get their hands on some money so they could experience that sample, as well as hopefully clear off the energy using the object clearing of whatever may be on the money that they're holding, if they feel the need to, as well as the psychic billboard. So it seems to me that you would probably want to use those in connection to each other, like clear off the money and then get the get your psychic billboard cleaned out, and then use whatever the new topics are to put in that into your psychic billboard.
I've talked about this at Expo, I'll just be. I'll do a two-minute thing here on it. So if you're interested in, if you're allergic to money, afraid of money, basically what happens is money itself, if you have it on you, you could lose it, number one. You could spend it, number two, or you could have it stolen, number three. That's about the only three options for money, okay? So you might be going, oh, yeah, I'm afraid of that, one of those, okay? So what you do is you neutralize the money. And your body now, you know, because of that mindset that you have, you're allergic to it, okay? So what you want to do now is neutralize it so that the energy that's on it from other people and everything else, any mind control transmissions to it are taken off. We want to neutralize it every day. And some people actually went on and got a money belt or made something, and they put it next to their body. I won't say touching your skin, but close to it. I've had some women say they have it in their bras. You know, other people like a little money belt or something, and they have it just close to them so that, you know, it won't get stolen. So from that point, you have it with you, maybe for a month, whatever that could be. You know, if you know, a lot of people that I've talked with, they'll in fact, I mentioned $1,000 earlier. A lot of people that have done this, they have got, you know, 10 $100 bills. Now, I'm not saying everybody listening is going to be able to get their hands on $1,000, but even if it's 20 bucks, you know, they maybe get, you know, 20, you know, $1 bills, or maybe get some ones and a 5, a 10, and a 20, or something like that. Just get some money that you feel is kind of a stretch for you, okay? And so from there, you neutralize it. You may want to borrow it out of your bank account or something, if that's a possibility. But you get it and you put it, you know, you have it with you. And you're carrying it around with you for a month. So whatever feels safest for you, so you won't lose it, okay? And each day, neutralize it. What it's going to do, it's going to make your body now like the money. Because before it was like, uh-oh. Remember, your body has that issue because your mind gave it to it, okay? So your body sees it, your eyeballs see it, and you go, oh, geez. You know, $100 bill, I'm going to lose it. I'm afraid I'm going to spend it. You know, you're going to go through all this mental crap that why you shouldn't have the $100 bill on you, why you want the bank to have it, because it's secure there. Well, you want to have it in your possession. So anyway, that's what people normally do. And I probably have had 10 people come up to me at the expo after I did this, and they really enjoyed it. And they say, yeah, I got it on me right now, and I got $1,000 around my waist. I never expected people to get $1,000. I figured maybe $100 or something. But the people took it seriously. They said, I'm taking it out of the bank, and I'm going to have it for a month. And I feel good about it now. I really feel good about $1,000. I'm worth $1,000. Before, the bank had it. The bank doesn't do you any good at all. It's not in your reality. So that's the whole thing, is you want your body to get used to having it, and then work with the psychic billboard. That's $20 a month. At that point, now you can start to come into a different energy system of money. And you're not going to be allergic to it. You're not going to be afraid of having it lost, because wherever you put it on you, we'll say, you know, it's not going to typically get stolen or lost, because you know that you're going to try to keep it safe. So that's the whole thing. You're not going to spend it, because you can't. You don't want to spend it. So, and you might even get tempted, you know, who knows? An entity may come into you and go, oh, you got that money, I'm going to spend it. Well, get rid of the entity clearing, you know? This is for you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's a great clearing, the entity clearing. And it's also one of the weekly calls that Ron does. And I think it's, hold on, let me just get the page back up here. It is actually on Friday. So it's a weekly call. You can find it at the top of creationlightship.com. as well as all of the other calls that Ron does during the week. And if you are in need of that, it's a great way to clear some of these energies off of you. And there are no prerequisites in order to get on the calls and receive the divine healings.
In fact, what you might have been kind of going sideways here a little bit. Let's just say that you go off to eat twice a week, okay? Or you know, I'm just saying that you're going out to eat twice a week, okay? May not even do that, but let's say that you do. And I don't know. Well, I guess most meals are going to be probably $7 to $10 for a meal. Then maybe a better meal, say, might be $15 to $20. So why don't you treat yourself and only go out once a week and get that better meal, so where you're going into a higher expenditure, but it's the same amount. And it might break some issues with you, you know?
Yeah, that's very true, Ron. Like, instead of eating fast food like a couple of times a week, like, go to one really nice restaurant, like, at the end of that week, or a little bit nicer, and, like, get a meal that you really enjoy.
Yeah, because you're breaking your mindset. That's what I'm trying to get you to do, is to break the mindset, because maybe you feel you can't afford say steak and eggs or something for, you know, $12 or whatever the cost is, you know, so maybe you're buying a $5 meal. So, you know, go out and break that barrier for yourself, so that you're able to maybe have more income. You know, maybe the place you go to that has that extra, maybe if you went to a different restaurant, maybe the guy behind you might be talking about hiring people for a job that's twice your income, you know, and you just happen to be spending $5 more for your meal. Might have a whole different energy. Remember, you're trying to, in a sense, rub elbows with people with maybe more money or something, because you have to go into those circles to do that. Okay, so we got to call it quits now, everybody. So, we ran out of time. So, hopefully you enjoyed the show. Thank you, Elizabeth. We'll do the Mind to Heart Drop. You're doing this yourself all the time. So, commanding your spirit to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So, here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Have a good day. And hope you enjoyed the show. And we'll see you later. Bye, everybody.